Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu basically is saying, by the way, that there's been a temporary ceasefire. However, of course, you know, there have been rockets that have been fired into Israel from Hamas during this time. That doesn't surprise us. But what he's saying is that even if there is a drizzle of rockets, I mean, now they've had 10,000 rockets since 2005 launched their way. But even if there is a drizzle of rockets, that they're going to respond. They are going to respond. And it's like no mas for Hamas. I mean, it is over. No mas for Hamas. It is over for them. And it should be, because this is a terrorist organization that is reportedly the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, when you build, you know, 32 tunnels at the cost of $3 million to infiltrate a country where your plans are, I mean, literally, their plans are to go underneath and kidnap Israelis and drag them down in these tunnels. And these tunnels are not like, you know, a tunnel where you crawl. Listen, they have cars in this tunnel. They've got motorcycles in this tunnel. Wow. They have all kinds of ties and all kinds of devices to, you know, chain and lock people up. This is evil. Mm-hmm. And like I said, something about in the ground. I mean, something about this underground stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, thanks to Israel and the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, they have been able to have boots on the ground and go in to really serious places. I mean, when you it's not like the enemy's, you know, right there in the open. You have to go into these buildings, into these homes, and by golly, there's a tunnel there in your kitchen. You know what I mean?
Literally.
In your living, pull up the car. There's a tunnel there. I wonder where that leads to. The backyard? No. My country. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they have to go in. They have to do the necessary work to destroy them and eradicate them. And really what hurts me in this whole thing, I mean, this whole conflict, Operation Protective Edge, is the fact that, one, you know, Israel has to come to the point where they have to defend themselves. There wasn't enough international outcry that the rest of the world should have condemned Hamas from the beginning. And, you know, it's one thing when you know, you're someplace and you got your friends and you got your buddies behind your back where... Mm-hmm. If you're tight enough and someone's picking on you, you don't have to say a word. It's like if your big brother's there, it's taken care of. If your friends are there, you don't have to say a word because they got your back. And the international community, including the United States, you know, has not had their back when it comes to Hamas or any of these terrorist organizations that have launched all these attacks against Israel. No one has stepped forward. So the fact that Israel has put themselves, the only lone Jewish state in the Middle East, the only democracy, I mean, all these other democratic countries should have been the first one to say, knock it off. Knock it off. You're not going to come against Israel. You're not going to launch these rockets. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. The contribution that Israel has made in the last 60 years to humanity is enormous. Is enormous. And they have benefited the world. And so the fact that they even had to defend themselves is horrible. And so, and then when they have to defend themselves, on top of that, you have the international community and others
blame for it.
That are blaming them. We want you to defend yourself, they say, but do you have to do that with rockets? I mean, do you have to fight back when you defend? I mean, we are supportive of you defending yourself, but is there a way that you could defend yourself by not striking back? Is there? No. And so it's like communication out of both sides.
Right.
And then when they go in and they have to, you know, retaliate with rockets, when they have to go in and destroy tunnels, when you have high rate of casualty amongst Palestinians because Hamas is using them as shields, Israel is blamed.
Right.
When is the last outcry you heard of the international outcry saying, Hamas, what are you doing? Not only, we're all going to come in there. We're all going to come in. Israel went first. Now we're all going to come in there, and we're going to put all of our soldiers in there, and we're going to make sure that all this is taken care of.
On every subject, it's one-sided. On every conversation,
I mean, completely.
It's against. There's no hint of anything towards Hamas. It's
where
all against Israel.
Where is the outcry? Mm-hmm. And so now they blame Israel for all of these Palestinian deaths when, in fact, we have showed it repeatedly on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly, where there have been rocket launchers placed near children. We've seen rockets all, you know, placed near women in homes. We've showed this stuff. Right? We've showed video. And people just tend to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that you can't ignore it. It's a reality. And my heart goes out to the Palestinian people living in the Gaza Strip. I mean, the loss of life is horrific. These folks have lived in basically in war. They've lost power, electricity. Their whole life and world has been disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And Hamas here is continually waging this jihad. I want you to watch Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, CBN reports the latest regarding. Hey, listen, if you're looking for war crimes here in Israel, you need to go look somewhere else. And let me point you to the direction. Go look at Hamas. Watch this.
Rockets from Gaza, followed by Israeli airstrikes, disturbed the fragile peace between Israel and Hamas overnight. But there is now a new truce, and it's still holding. Negotiators extended the ceasefire for another 5 days just before midnight, making it the longest pause in the fighting since the war began last month. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu angrily rejected a UN investigation of alleged Israeli war crimes in Gaza. In a nationwide address, Netanyahu accused the UN Human Rights Council of giving legitimacy to terror groups like Hamas and ISIS.
Instead of inquiring into the massacres that Assad is perpetrating against the Syrian people or that ISIS is perpetrating against the Kurds, the UN has decided to come and check Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, a democracy which is acting legitimately to defend its citizens against murderous terrorism. They should visit Damascus, Baghdad, and Tripoli. They should go see ISIS, the Syrian army, and Hamas. There they will find war crimes, not here.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo is visiting Israel this week. He said all New Yorkers stand with the Jewish state in its fight against terrorism.
Amazing. Mm. That's right. I am with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Don't look at Israel. Don't look anywhere here for war crimes. You need to be looking at Hamas. You need to be looking over at ISIS. You need to be looking at Assad, the president of Syria. 140,000 people plus have been killed during their civil war, and it's already been known that the chemical weapons he was used against our own people. I mean, mm-hmm. come on. Mm-hmm. But do you see that in the news every day? Do you see that being talked about? Listen, it's a strategy, and I'm trying to contain myself, you know, because we just these are things that we know, but it's for us, the church. We need to be able to be informed, and we need to be able to pray, and we need to not be ignorant of the devices that are being used by evil, basically. Right. You know, in the Christian Post, they're reporting that Israel's ambassador to the UN, Aviator Manor, he arrived at the 21st session of the Human Rights Council on human rights and the Palestinian territories. And basically, Israel has spoken strongly. They've spoken out against the appointment of Canadian international lawyer William Shabazz to head the UN Human Rights Council inquiry into the Gaza conflict. This is why they're strongly opposing.
Mm-hmm.
They're accusing the lawyer of setting himself against the Jewish state and suggesting that the commission has already indicated that it will have an anti-Israel bias.
Mm.
I mean, they've stacked the deck already.
My goodness.
They've already appointed someone who allegedly, according to Israel, saying, this guy is anti-Israel already.
Mm-hmm.
He's already coming against us, and how can we have a fair shake? The fact that they would even consider instituting, investigating a war crimes of Israel is just ridiculous. And the truth is that all of these things that seem to be swept under the rug, all these things that seem that people are getting away with, understand that you don't get away with anything with God. You don't go around poking the finger of God's eye and think that it's going to work out in the end. You know, mistake, you know, time going by for God not observing and God not seeing. Nothing escapes the eyes of God. And believe me, God would deal with those that come against Israel. It's in the Bible. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And my word to you is, hey, repent, change now. Turn your hearts to God. Don't come against Israel, because it will not go well with you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.